Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm super excited because today we're going to have a little chat with someone that I think you guys are going to be really excited to meet slash get to know. Today I'm live with Mary Pendleton and we are here to talk about organic Instagram and Pinterest. Mary, I'm so excited you're here.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this all week. I am super stoked to be here. Thank you, Rachel.
Oh, I'm so excited. So I get questions all the time about organic Instagram, about Pinterest, and you probably have seen, like, I have been geeking out on organic more and more, moving away from paid strategies, moving closer, like, to my roots of organic social. What is one thing that people need to keep in mind, entrepreneurs especially, about organic Instagram and Pinterest?
Well, the most important thing is that you need to show up, right? You can't just post and walk away. You have to be an active member of the communities. That's the number one thing you can do is, once you post, get out there and engage with other people's posts as well.
Oh, that's huge. And you know, I actually think that's missing for a lot of people. They kind of just post and run and forget that it's a living, breathing place, right?
Yes, exactly. You can't, I mean, there's so many awesome scheduling apps, and I mean, I use them for all my clients, and I don't use them for myself, actually, but when you're your social media manager and you have so many posts to do, you have to utilize those tools, but you can't let it be a one-stop shop. You still have to log into the account every day, engage with your ideal customers, and get out there and get your face shown, because also people that follow you are going to see your posts. But if other people don't have a way of finding you, you're not going to grow unless you are organically engaging and using awesome tools like hashtags and geotags and things like that.
I love it. Now, one thing I want to talk about, because I think I used to underestimate the value and power of this until I started getting really active on TikTok. For those of you who are watching, you've probably seen that's where I spend the majority of my time right now, is on TikTok. But TikTok reignited my understanding of hashtags, which I think just got lost over the years. How important are hashtags on Instagram?
Oh my gosh, they're only like the most important part. Okay, I don't know if they're the most important part, but they really are an essential piece of the equation, because it's the way that new people are going to find you. And what I love about hashtags is that people segment themselves on Instagram. So it's super easy to find new people based on the hashtags that they use and the hashtags that they're searching for. So you can use hashtags strategically to show up in front of your ideal customer based on their searches. You can't do that on a lot of other platforms. So they're super important for visibility.
I love that. One thing you just said that I think needs to be like really highlighted is, so often we're using hashtags based on what we think we should be using versus getting into the brain of the person who is automatically self-identifying and self-segmenting, ready for us to be found by them. But we're not thinking about it that way. We're thinking about hashtag social media marketing, hashtag social media manager. How can we start to think a little bit differently and think about like the people we want to be found by? Do you have any like suggestions, or how do you go about that?
Exactly. And so I use hashtags two ways. First of all, I use them in my own posts. And so those are the hashtags that you want to be thinking, what is my ideal customer searching for? Those are the hashtags you use there. But I also use hashtags for my engagement. So those sets of hashtags are totally different. Those are the hashtags that somebody is using on, your ideal customer is using on their own posts, right? So it's not what they're searching for, it's how they're labeling themselves. So yeah, you really have to know your ideal customer, get into their brain, think about what they're searching for on Instagram, what problems they're having, and how you can show up with an answer. So yeah, if you're a social media manager and you're using only social media, hashtag social media manager, you're gonna attract a lot of social media managers and start preaching to the choir. I used to have an online boutique, and I attracted so many other online boutiques, you know, so I which I mean wasn't a bad thing. They were great at engaging with my hosts and they were my friends, but they weren't necessarily my shoppers. So I really had to get in the mindset of who are the people that would love these clothes and think about. So like, I'll use that as an example. One of my ideal customers there was teachers, because I was selling, you know, like, you know, office friendly dresses that were really super comfortable, something that teachers would love to wear to school. So, I would really get into all these teacher style hashtags. There's so many, you know, you can find these communities on Instagram that you never knew existed. So there's a whole world of teacher style hashtags where all these teachers love to share their outfits. And that's where I wanted to show up, so that when they're searching through for inspiration, they would see my dresses and think, oh my gosh, that's so cute. I have to buy it.
Absolutely brilliant. If you guys didn't catch that, that right there was worth its weight in gold listening to this. Now, Mary, you have been working one-on-one with clients in your agency, as well as you have communities and memberships, right? You've got a lot going on. Mary is an active member of the Social Click. For those of you who have seen, we kind of bring sometimes the members of the Social Click forward because they bring this just beautiful level of expertise in their own zone of genius. And so that's why I was like, we've got to get Mary on here to talk about organic Instagram. We've been mostly focusing on Instagram versus Pinterest, and I'm really excited about that. Those of you who are like, I want to learn more about growing my business. Mary, what is the experience of being in the Social Click? What has that been like for you?
Oh my gosh. Most importantly, it is a community, you know, just like the community feeling. Like, I feel like if I have any question at all, Click members are there to support me. I feel like it's a big room of geniuses, and we all just share, you know, we all tap into each other's expertise. I feel like if I don't know the answer, somebody there will. It's like, all of their knowledge becomes my knowledge too. Do you know what I mean? So I love helping them with Instagram and Pinterest questions. If I have questions about funnels, which I often do, people there have been so helpful with sales advice, ways to grow my business. It's just like this beautiful little petri dish of brilliance. I love it.
I love the way that you just explained that. For anyone who's interested in learning more, we just dropped the link to join, to apply to join. We don't accept most people. We actually only accept about 14% of applications, which is kind of crazy. So clickforlife.com is where you can apply. Let's talk a little bit about Pinterest, because I think this is going to be a fascinating conversation. I think most people use Pinterest personally as consumers, which is really interesting. Even myself, I use Pinterest almost every single day to put together my dream wardrobe, my dream hairstyle, my dream pantry, and then I create it. So when business owners are approaching Pinterest, they're still thinking in the mind of a consumer, which is really, really interesting. What do they need to know, Mary?
Well, that's a great question. And it's so true. Pinterest, yeah, I always say I got married before the days of Pinterest, and how different my wedding would have been if I had had access to Pinterest. But yeah, Pinterest for business is huge. One of my favorite tools for businesses using Pinterest is called the Pinterest 100. I believe the website is Pinterest100.com. It's a tool that Pinterest creates of the top 100 trending topics on Pinterest for the year. And so there are really ways for businesses to align their content with those topics. So, you know, when you're putting out content on Pinterest, you of course want to put out solutions that solve your ideal customer's problems, right? That's what we want to do all the time, is solve problems. But you want to align that with what's trending at the time so that you can get a ton more visibility. So for example, one of my clients is a CBD skincare line. And so I went into the Pinterest 100, and there was a ton of trending topics that their ideal customers would also be interested in. So I create other boards that kind of talk around my topic and things that my ideal customer would be interested in, and broadens the picture and starts attracting those people based on their interests.
Oh my gosh, that is seriously, I didn't even know about the Pinterest 100. So that is so cool to hear. Okay, Mary, for anyone who's watching this and thinking, I need to learn more, I have some questions, maybe they're ready to start either hiring or starting to look into different solutions for Instagram and Pinterest, where can people find out more about you?
Well, the place where I live, you say you live on TikTok. I live on Instagram. It is my happy place, and I am there all day, every day. So my Instagram handle is Love Mary Pendleton. And so hit me up over there, and the link in my profile can take you to all of my places.
Beautiful. So I dropped it in the chat for anyone who's watching and you're like, how do I spell that? It's there in the chat for you guys. Mary, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been amazing.
Yeah. Thank you, Rachel.
All right. We'll catch you guys later. Have such a great day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.